Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, turn with me this morning, if you would, to the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. We began last week on a new series, and we were excited about it. Do you remember? Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Ephesians 4 said, verse 11, Ephesians 4:11, God gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying, building up of the body of Christ, till or until we come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Now notice, he didn't say unity of doctrine. If you're waiting until everybody's doctrine gets exactly parallel and in agreement, you're going to be waiting a long time. But we can all grow up in faith and all have faith. He said, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. What does it mean, perfect man? This is talking about full grown man. Don't let this word perfect throw you. If you look it up in other translations, you'll see what we're talking about. Mature man. Completely developed man. And when he says man, there are male man and female man. Both. Fully matured. A perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. What would a Christian look like when they grow up? Jesus, the Christ. He is the perfect example of a mature one. One who is fully developed. Now here's the great news. The servant is not above his master. But what did the scripture go on to say? Everyone that is perfect. Now see, people let that word throw them. They think, well, ain't nobody perfect. Well, then what does that verse mean? The Bible says, be ye perfect. Even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Most of the church don't even believe that's possible. Then they don't believe that scripture should even be in there. Well, the Lord knows what he's talking about. Perfect has to do with being complete and entire and mature. Growing up. Can you grow up? Well, when you grow up, what are you going to be like? You're going to be like the master. The more mature you are, the more you'll be like him. Unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. It paints a picture like a little boy looking up to his dad, who's a full-grown man, and thinking about he wants to be as tall and as big as he is. Well, that's you and me looking at Jesus. He's our example. He's our call to grow up and to be just like him. He went on to say that we henceforth be no more children. Now you have to look up the words in the Greek to see children, because sometimes the word child can mean lad. It can mean child of 6, 7, 8 years old. This word means little one, infant, one who's not talking, baby. That we no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up. Everybody say it. May grow up. May grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ, the anointed one. Is it God's will for us to grow up?
Yes.
Can we grow up? Do you need to grow up?
Yes.
From where you are right now, have you got room to grow?
Yes.
Do you need to grow?
Yes.
The answer is yes. Yes. Now back up and think about this entire passage. When the Lord ascended on high, he gave gifts unto men. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Why? Why? Why is there a ministry? Why is there a local church? Why are there ministry gifts? Should we have them? See, there's some people that try to tell you we shouldn't even have them. Oh, I don't believe in organized church. I just commune with God in nature. And we all have the Spirit. So nobody needs to be over anybody else. Well, that's their dumb idea. God has a plan. It's in the Word. He said, you are not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And he gave gifts and he told you to submit yourselves to those who have the rule over you. Why is there a structure? Why is there called people and anointed people and ministry gifts? Why? For? What? Read it. What for? For humanitarian organizations. And social functions. So we can say we're a member of such and such church. So we can have somewhere to go to wear our nice clothes and hats. No. No. So we can salve our conscience that we went to church. And hope that we're safe. No. No. Why should you be here this morning? Why should I be here this morning? To be perfected, which means what? To be matured. To be completed. And what does the whole passage go on to say? Keep reading it. For the perfecting of the saints. Verse 13. Until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect, mature man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children. Can you see that large portions of the church have completely missed this? They don't get up in the morning thinking, I got to go to church because I got to grow up. Do they? No, I got to go sit under my pastors. I got to go feed under this ministry gift, that ministry gift. I got to go do this. I got to go work. I got to go get involved. I got to go here because I got to grow up. I got to quit being a baby. I got to quit being a little child. I got to grow up. So I got to get in here and get perfected and grow up. Are people thinking that way by and large in the body of Christ? No, you'll find folks that, you know, hadn't been saved 3 months, just get completely indignant if their leader tries to tell them how to pray. Or how to do anything. Hey, now stay out of my life. Who do you think you are? Most people don't even have a clue what a pastor's supposed to be. Or do. And in so many churches, the ministers are hirelings. And because they are, they know that their survival depends on their popularity. Am I right or not? And because of that, it governs what they preach and do. And if they upset somebody, they get concerned because they're about to be out of there. And a whole lot of groups and denominations, they change pastors like they do undershirts. You want to change them every year or two just to keep things shaken up. Well, what is the thing? The people have no concept of why they're having church and what we're supposed to be doing. How many remember what the Lord told us not long after we were in this church? Did he say anything to us about this subject? What did he say? He said, I'm growing this church up quickly. Is that his will? Is that his plan from the Bible? Is that his plan that we grow up? Everybody say grow up. That we may grow up. That we may grow up. Look at your neighbor. Look him in the eye and say, grow up. Look back at him and say, okay. Okay, all right. Grow up. Grow up. Is it okay to be a baby for 50 years? No. Is that the will of God? Is it okay? No. To be a little child after 20 years? No. You're supposed to grow up. So you and I got it in our sights. Is that right? As for me and my house, as for this church family, we are going to grow up. We're not playing church. We're not just trying to impress each other. We're not here to waste time and while away the time. We are coming, and we're saying, every time we come, we're saying, Lord, what do we need to grow to take the next step? What do we need to get beyond something that's petty and childish and babyish? Show it to us. We want to see it. We want to change. We want to grow. Let's grow. Let's grow. That you may grow up. And he gives you one of the big keys there. How do you grow up? Verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up. Now go with me, if you would, to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. 1 Corinthians 2. When you're born again, you're not born a fully developed spiritual man. You're born a baby. Just like when you're born in the natural. You're born an infant. How many remember Jesus talked about being born again? In John 3, you must be born again. Born of the, not just of blood and of flesh and water, but of the Spirit. So when you're born again, you're not born an adult. Spiritually, you're born what? See, most people are not even taught that. They just taught, well, you're born again, you're saved, that's it. Just hold on till you get to heaven. No, what's supposed to happen immediately? You're supposed to start growing. And the thing is, naturally, if you get some food just in your natural body and a little bit of exercise, you're going to develop. Right? Other things being normal, you're going to develop. And, you know, after 20 years, you're not going to be a nursing infant. Physically. But spiritually, that's not so. Spiritually, if you're not fed and you don't exercise spiritually, you can be an infant spiritually after 50 years. And that's what's confusing to a lot of people. Because it's hard for them to look at somebody that's got gray hair and wrinkles and realize that they're a little bitty nursing baby on the inside. Especially if they've got 3 college degrees. Are on their own business. And have grandkids. You understand what I'm talking about? It's hard to look at that on the outside and realize they're just a little baby. Spiritually. On the inside. It ought not be though. If you're in the right situation. And you're getting fed the right thing. And you're doing what the Lord directs you to do. That won't happen to you. You will grow. I said you'll grow.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Babies, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603B. That's R1603B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.